The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Look who's back. Craig Gass is here, our guest this week. Most of this week. A lot of this week. You're going to be popping in here. Craig's here.
Super Bowl correspondent.
That's right. Super Bowl correspondent. And he's here at the Comedy Club in Gilbert tonight.
Tomorrow night, JP's. Thursday night.
That's right.
Thursday night, I'm at Stir Crazy.
Okay.
Just a couple of places. And all the info's at getgas.com. Getgas with two S's.com.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. And Craig won't be here for the Super Bowl, or we'd have you out there with us. Oops, sorry, excuse me.
I only go to the games when the Seahawks are here.
I know. But not going to the game. We're hosting a party up there at CB Live on Sunday, and that should be fun, too, because we got Adam Ray. Maybe someone with the initials FC. Gary Cannon's going to be out there. I'm hearing rumors of other people stopping by, but I can't say because that's false promises. But I'm going to host it. Adam Ray's going to do. We're going to do like an hour just goofing around comedy stuff before the game. And then, boom, the game happens. We'll have a viewing party. Got Metallica tickets. We're giving away the big Metallica weekend tickets for this thing. Helping out the Humane Society. We've got U-Fest tickets. Got Chili Peppers tickets. Cash prizes. Fun, frivolity, laughs, and humor, and Super Bowl.
I'll be giving away Super Bowl tickets at my...
I also will be giving away Super Bowl tickets for the next 10 years.
I'll be giving out handies at
That's
my
right.
shows.
And Brady will fight a man for $1 million.
And poop.
Rage in the cage.
Yeah.
Got a sauce moto challenge. Anybody knocks the sauce out of my sauce moto, I'll give you $1 million. Because I know it's not going to happen. Yeah, try it, bitch. Try it, bitch. Nobody moves my Mexican salsa out of my sauce moto.
Anyway, very
that would have calmed me down a little bit.
We'll get to Craig's takes on last night's Super Bowl opening night because he was down there on the floor with all the peeps. But first, we must get Brady to tell us all the things that happened outside of Super Bowl. And Craig, you feel free to comment as well. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. This Saturday at Hooters of Mesa, it's the Crisis 22 Car and Bike Show. I know what they're doing, but that's just, you know, anyway. It's 10
what
to 3.
Doing?
Well, Crisis 22 is the thing where, was it every 22 hours a veteran takes their own life?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a good cause, but that name is, it's the Crisis 22 Car and Bike Show. It's, you know, Car and Bike Show benefiting Crisis 22 is what I'd call it, but that's different. Check out the Bikini Bike Wash, food and drink specials, and live music. Proceeds benefit the Crisis 22 Project, which is look into that thing and your heart will fall out of your chest. And Hooters doing a nice thing there. So go out there Saturday. With all that's going on, you can be a philanthropist and enjoy your day at Hooters and then say, hey, Hooters, thanks for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Tuesday morning, Chief Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Send a Card to a Friend Day.
Send a card to a friend day.
Yeah.
All right.
A couple of baseless fun facts.
Dear guy on the road.
Dear
yep,
friend.
That's where the first card's going.
Sorry. I got, after a conversation with John, I guess I overreacted. I could have pushed it to 120, but I know your bucket wouldn't have done that. Turns out, when I look back, my wife was calling me a dickhead.
You know it. You know Ronnie was all over it.
I don't remember it at the time, but turns out I was wrong. And then I saw your car and I realized I was pushing it to its limits. It must be hard to be poor. I am your friend now. Signed, BB.
I hear it differently when she yells at me. You big, brave, bold NASCAR driver.
I've never been so wet in my life. I realized when I saw your face and rolled my window down and yelled out, yeah, that's what I thought. It was probably the bad first reaction.
Yeah, all Brady hears is like Ronnie telling him,
I've never been wetter in my life. Can I give you a hand job while you
go
90?
Must go faster.
Yeah, I'm pretty much turning all the bitches on right now is what's happening. No, you can't touch me. I'm going to the bathroom. I got a turd on deck that I would drown a mule. I'm crowning. Leave me alone.
It's touching canvas.
I got a swimming pool in my bowels. This is bad news. Globe Mexican. Whose idea was that? Oh, wait, mine.
Only 8 countries have won the World Cup. There's been 21 World Cups since 1930.
That makes sense.
Brazil.
That's one. We're not going to name them. And a lot of European countries.
New York taxis were originally red and green when they hit the streets in 1907.
Whoa.
Bunch of Italians going on the streets picking up people.
Whoa, man. Take a shot at your people from over here.
They ran the biz.
Well, Brady's trying to piss off everybody with a car.
No kidding. I'm going to wait for him to walk out.
Yeah, man. No kidding.
Yeah.
Driving like a bunch of wops out there.
Come on, Chief.
Around in red and green.
Too many flats, that's why.
Flats, yeah, because the cars got flats and they drive around a wop, 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 wop.
There we go.
Someone's got flats.
What are you going to do about it? I'll drop you like a 2-foot putt, bitch.
To the road.
Back then, I'll bet they were sliding around a lot with all the oil on the ground. That's good news is the car got loose on some. You could just rub up against it and it would be lubed up.
Yeah. But then they painted them all yellow.
Yeah. Because the Asians took over.
Started having problems with the chains.
Yeah. Yep. The axis of evil.
The word bikini comes from a language spoken on the Marshall Islands. It literally translates to surface of coconuts.
Sweet.
There's a difference between a labyrinth and a maze.
Well, one is David Bowie.
A labyrinth is just one long winding path.
Oh.
Maze has paths that branch off into dead ends.
Oh.
There's a guy in New York. He booked his dream vacation in Sydney, Australia, but accidentally bought a ticket to a small town in Sydney, Montana. Realized it.
Not the same.
Didn't realize it until the plane landed in Billings.
What an
not
asshole.
The same.
You're the dumbest person alive.
Yeah, you are.
62-year-old Kingsley Burnett lives in New York.
I got a great deal, $300
well,
on
Well, beyond frontier. That, you didn't look into one excursion once you got to Sydney and realized that horseback riding in the, you know, near Billings was, you're an idiot.
Dum-Dum booked the dream vacation to Sydney, Australia to hop on a cruise ship.
That's not an anomaly. That people do stupid stuff traveling.
That's pretty stupid. That's like top of the line dumb.
When your flight's not $3,000, it's $300.
Right, it's and like, it's only 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's wow, saying, you know, good. Even though the, you know, Sydney, Australia, the airport code is SYD, Sydney, Montana is SDY.
But he landed in Billings.
Yeah, and again, like Brett's saying, the price of the ticket.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. For all international overseas travel, you do not have a layover in Billings. I guarantee it.
I know a flight attendant who said that somebody rang their call button and said they were flying to Honolulu,
mm-hmm.
and the passenger said, just a question, how far is Maui from Honolulu? And the flight attendant goes, what is that, like a 20-minute flight? That's probably, what, I don't know, 100 miles? And she goes, oh, gosh, okay. Just wondering, because I know we're landing in Honolulu, but my hotels in Maui.
Oh, she got to bounce another one out. She didn't. That was a bad plan.
She had no idea.
And I can forgive that. You don't know what island you're going to and whatever. Billings, Montana.
Sydney,
Australia. He's getting on there with his hat with shark teeth on it. G'day, mates. How you doing? Heading off to, oh, great, Sydney. And everybody else looking at him like, you're a moron.
Had a Foster's at the bar yeah. before he got on the plane.
G'day, mate. He's going to drink with me left hand because I'm a Molly Duca.
Looks like we got another waterhead here in town.
Got another window licker's going to be visiting our motel.
They do have a wind gate by Wyndham
sure.
in Sydney.
That's it.
But this is eastern Montana on the border almost with South Dakota.
And it's far from North Billings.
Dakota. Yeah. Oh, it's a hell of a drive.
So he had to rent a car from Billings.
So look.
This is the dumbest thing.
Upper corner is jumper. Where Sydney is. Bottom corner is where Billings is. He's got a 3-hour drive. To Sydney.
So he knew he was landing in Billings.
Had to have
and
been
then when he landed there, in Billings, he's known. Like, this isn't going to Australia anymore. Because he's got to get on a puddle jumper to Sydney, Montana.
Right. Like, oops. You're still
you the, think, you think always get on that flight in Billings, he's got his passport out.
Yeah.
You're cool.
You're good.
You don't want to see you don't want to check this?
Pretty sure for international travel.
Where's yeah, customs? This is Sydney, Montana.
Yeah.
Man, I just broke into Sydney. No one's stopping me.
Did he at least finish the trip to Sydney, Montana?
He went to Sydney, Montana, spent the night, and said it was had a great time.
Beautiful. The natives were wonderful.
And he's going to head to Australia now in June.
Yeah, he saw a black guy, called him an aborigine, and his trip was complete. The funniest part of that is that there's a black guy in Sydney, Montana. We all know that's not true.
There's not.
Tried to hug a koala, Larry got mauled to death.
Turned out to be a grizzly.
Yeah. Hey, koala's a lot bigger than the ones you was expecting.
I thought I was flying off all over to Australia and stuff. What is this garbage? Where's the ocean?
I am not a koala, sir.
Stop hugging me.
I'm sorry. All these people did to you over here. You guys have been through hell, you abos. Give me a hug.
I'm a baggage attendant at the Sydney, Montana airport, sir. If you do not unhand me, I will kill you.
Oh, whoa, these abos got an edge.
Is that a knife?
Knife is spoony. Want to play?
That's a huge turn.
Walking the streets
Sydney.
Of Sydney, Montana.
Oh, idiot.
The man down under.
That might be the world's dumbest man. I want to meet him.
Hey, they got one jet on the tarmac.
That's the guy. It's heading to Brisbane.
He's starting his own travel business.
I'm telling you, that happens more often than
It doesn't. He's the only person that's flown to Montana thinking he's going to Australia.
I'll second that.
I went up to the top of the Space Needle to do a thing for the Seahawks, raise a 12-man flag, and I ask one of the employees, I go, what's the dumbest question you've ever been asked here at the Space Needle? And one of the managers said, believe it or not, someone on the observation deck every day, at least once a day, comes up to my employees and says, hi, I'm out on the observation deck and I've been walking around. Where is the Space Needle at?
You're actually on it.
You're on it. And they go, I know, but I'm walking around. I don't see it.
They're heroin addicts.
Yeah.
They're just looking for a needle. Yeah,
there are the cushion over there. It's in that cushion.
There are stupid people out
there. Oh, there are stupid people everywhere. But that's the first time a guy from New York ever just said, and return, enter, bill is paid, and there is no reason to look into any more of my trip to Australia ever. I wonder if he had things planned in Australia.
And let's clarify that he's
on a cruise ship. Excursions?
Let's clarify that he's not from New York, New York. He's from New York. Nyack.
Hey, no, he's from New York, New York. I don't know much from much.
Hey, 4 hours from now, we'll be in the land down under.
But I got a trip over to Australia because I'm frugal.
Flight's not so bad.
I got a deal. $225 the whole shebang. I'm going to be getting on a boat. 3 hour flight. Big deal. Everybody bitches and cries.
He gets to Sydney, Montana, throw him in a canoe, and he goes down a river. There's your $50 cruise.
The second I got on a plane to Billings, I'd realize this is not an international stop. Maybe Nyack. You might be right. Waterhead.
This guy, Sergi Masharet, he's 65 years old. He's a professor at Purdue University.
Or Sergey.
Mm-hmm. I go Sergi.
I know.
Sure. Because you're wrong.
He's in Indiana. Sergi.
No Sergeys.
He's been a professor in aeronautical engineering since 2014.
He's definitely Sergi.
Yeah.
Just got arrested for selling meth and...
it's Indiana.
Trying to pick up a...
You're not shocked.
Yeah,
where's
not.
The news part of the story?
What part of a guy in Indiana selling meth is reasonable to report? Everyone there sells meth.
Not too often with the professors over there at PU.
They all sell meth. It's a whole state of them. My cousin is a drug counselor. You know what he got in trouble for? Yep. Selling drugs.
Meth.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. His wife, evidently also a drug counselor, and she too got in trouble for it. Wow. Everybody in Indiana sells meth.
And now it's time for some smuggler's news.
All right. Is it ready?
Oh, hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan. These are stories about people getting busted with contraband. We call it the smuggler's news. This guy in Georgia, Michael Dixon, he's 45 years old.
Great.
The guards at the DeKalb County Jail in Atlanta saw him sneaking around outside the lobby last Friday. He had a box cutter with him. Not clear if he was trying to smuggle that in or not, but he did try to bring some other stuff in. They found a bag hidden in a bush outside with tons of stuff in it, including weed, cocaine, carton of Newports, cigars, loose tobacco, lighters, cell phones and chargers, set of AirPods, jewelry.
Wow.
Two sets of Allen wrenches, and 4 dozen hot wings, fully cooked.
What's his name again?
Yeah.
Michael Dixon.
Oh, Sergi. Get him in there for Sergi.
There's the...
Look at this bag.
Oh,
this guy
haul.
Was not going to get away with it.
He was sharing.
That is a full buffet table of stuff that he tried to hide in a bush.
That was going to be the bodega at that jail.
There's 40 packs of Newports. That dude inside needed his menthol, like now. Wow.
That's
all right.
Amazing.
That's your smuggler's news.
Well done.
No picture of him?
No. No, no.
There is.
He's fine. The guy's inside are who's getting all this gear. Or they're supposed to. Somebody inside that prison is about to go full Brady rage, too, because he did not get his case of Newports.
And there's some chicken wings, too.
And the chicken wings and Newports. Brett assuming that's to the same guy. That's not necessarily true.
I didn't say that. This Brazilian politician named Clayton Jose Zanata had surgery a week ago. He had a tumor on his intestines, and they went in there and removed it. What they forgot to remove were the surgical scissors.
Oops.
Oh, guy had him for 6 days in his gut.
Ooh. Oh, man.
There's the x-ray.
The pictures.
They went in there, pulled him out. He's okay. Stable condition. Didn't. They knew he wasn't going to pass those.
Right.
Damn.
I've got some wild world.
Oh. All right. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World.
This guy seems to be packing some testicles, by the way, if you look at that x-ray.
You know what? When I had my hip surgeries and stuff, I used to fluff up before my...
Yeah.
Because you can see your dick in the x-ray. Yeah, you can make it out. And it's the worst because it's freezing
cold. Mr. Holmberg, are you ready?
Just a minute. Hold on. I'm a little too ready. Hold on. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Quick. Where's the x-ray? Hurry up.
This thing looks amazing.
It's cold. Hurry up.
At the when they used to do
in the x-ray, there's a map of Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, there's a spray. There's an x-ray. Well, something happened here on your leg. We're not worried about that. When the old x-ray machines at the airport used to go, I used to like dry hump Megan a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't want the lady on the other end to see it.
They don't even see them.
Like they do too. I've seen x-rays. I've seen it. You can see your piece. Your piece, your deal shows completely on the x-ray. So I fluff it. Because I think that what doctors are looking at is hips. Definitely need replacing, but then dick. Lucky. We got to get this
guy. Just want to see how often you can go through the x-ray and have him go, Serge, could you step aside? We got an irregularity.
Yeah, there's something really crazy going on there. I know. You want to look at it? Probably.
In Glen Ellen, California, this guy calls, he's got a problem with his house, something in his walls. He's starting to fall apart a little bit, so he calls Nick's Extreme Pest Control. And the guy gets over the house and finds out it's a woodpecker. Starts peeling back the plaster on the wall.
Says, here's
your problem. There's 700 pounds of acorns in your walls.
Oh, my God.
Things started storing them. I don't know how long it took.
In the house?
In the house.
In the walls. That's kind of amazing.
I wonder if it's good insulation.
Well, clearly not. The
You're
wall's
the only one that wonders.
I wonder if the woodpecker saved that guy some cash on his bills.
Brady is not only
so
road
much warmer
race,
in the winter.
Lately he's become just super Netanyahu. Like everything. You can't get through Brady. Like, you'll talk about fantasies about the lottery, and he'll bring up taxes. It's weird. Like, what would you do?
Well, first off, man, gonna take that tax hit.
I'm like, well, this is not a fantasy.
I'm going to a fiduciary.
Anymore.
Gotta go over and invest wisely. I don't want to take that tax hit. It ruins you.
Like, where's this in your fantasy? Brady has the worst fantasies in the world. That's about fantasies about his wife.
Being Jonathan Hart.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's the best
we had a thing. Craig, of any TV character ever in the history of television, you could switch roles with in your life, who would it be?
That I could be that character?
You could
character?
Be that. Just be that character in real life.
In real life?
Yeah, like this character, you can become him. Who would you switch with?
The Fonz.
No kidding. You'd be poor. You'd fantasize about living above.
He was cool. Fonz was cool. Yeah.
We talked about the Fonz a little bit.
So you'd be a mechanic who lived above the attic.
Yeah.
Above the garage.
Fonz was cool. Everybody loved Fonz.
All right. Still better than Brady's, which was Jonathan Hart.
Who's Jonathan Hart?
From Heart to Heart. Robert Wagner. He was married.
Did you see his wife? Gorgeous.
He was married to a woman.
That's a real kind lady. She's even good.
Now, you picked Fonzie because he got laid a lot.
Yeah, you know,
Jonathan Hart got laid a lot.
No, he didn't. He banged one lady the whole time. That's not a fantasy.
Or the star of Entourage. Like the famous guy.
Didn't get to hang out with those guys.
That's his buddies. That's his crew. They grew up together.
His bros.
Like, they might be douchey to you, but that's his guys.
That's true. That's a good point. I chose Sam Malone.
I was thinking Sam Malone, too.
Sam Malone's a great one, but Brady chose Jonathan Hart.
Sam Malone isn't making great money, either.
I also chose Hawkeye.
And then he chose Hawkeye Pierce. I'm like, he wanted to be at war, idiot.
Self-made millionaire. Look at that guy, Craig.
That's who Brady wants to be. He's driving around in that Ferrari. Cannot run any hillbilly.
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. What a
that he wants to be married to Stephanie Powers.
Who's doing the voiceover? Is that
Lionel Sanders?
By the way, my name is Max.
That guy.
I take care of them, which ain't easy.
Brady chose a married man and a dude who's who's peeling bullets out of Korean kids. Those were his two TV fantasy characters.
Occasionally seeing hot lips in the shower.
Worst fantasy ever.
I mean, yeah, I'd like to be a rock star, but my God, those buses.
Brady just wants to be Alan Alda.
I don't want to ride a bus. Some of those drives are... I like stability in my fantasies. Yeah. Like to come home to a nice meal.
The tax breaks.
Oh, my God, the tax breaks. You know Jonathan Hart had a good accountant.
He was writing all of that off. There was a dog that was dumped in the desert in Nevada, and it was rescued after living more than 6 months with a pack of coyotes.
Yeah, I saw pictures of this.
I saw that he might even be the alpha of the crew.
Yeah, he kind of took over. He's a big dog, though. This was not like a joke. Like
rescuers say he'll be okay, and he loves humans.
Yeah,
he's been adopted.
It's like a big pity or something.
He's the bridge between wild and man. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
Kind of like me, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of that guy. Kind of wild, yeah. I'm married, but don't mess with me. Got a sauce moto and a nice vehicle, a family. My fantasies have all come true. I gotta poop! Get out of my way! If only I could be in Korea during wartime, my fantasies would be complete.
So beautiful.
You go out and watch Margaret in the shower and everything will be fine.
Can you imagine winning that lot of paying taxes? First thing they do is wreck your life with a tax bill. Oh, it's the worst. Then you got everybody barking at you for this isn't that. That's like 40%, dude.
You don't clear nearly as much as you think.
You think it's a lot, but you get $2 billion, you only get a billion of it.
He's one of those.
Zookeepers in Japan have been trying to figure out how a small 10-pound ape named Momo got pregnant in isolation a few years ago.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's crazy.
She's a gibbon monkey.
She put it up against the fence.
Better than that.
Uh-oh.
Recently, they DNA tested the baby, found that the father... was a gibbon in the cage next door. There was a glory hole, a centimeter.
They built a little gibbon's glory hole.
Yep.
So she wasn't really in isolation. And they drilled that glory hole. They knew about
that.
What kind of zoo doesn't know about the glory hole between the two gibbons?
It could have been a way just like they were, you know, could communicate through the little holes. You know when you go see the cats, like at the... They got little glass of plexiglass. They put the little holes in there.
It's not for communication.
It is. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's
so you can go in there and...
It isn't for cat sex
I
either,
roll up a little note and I put it through there and give it to the cat.
First off, it's not for you.
What are the odds that
I put a little Newport in there.
An employee had opened up the gate to feed and saw him at the glory hole and went, click.
I'll come back. Or that the girl gibbon wasn't ready and the boy gibbon wasn't. It was just a gibbon dick hanging out of that thing.
There she is with the baby.
Yeah. That's that zoo knew that. This is all. That's all put together fake.
That's your wild, wild world.
And that they would put the story out even worse that there was a glory hole in the zoo tells me that they're not taking that good of care of the animals.
This former banker, Tiamat Legion Medusa. Is his new name? Richard Hernandez, but they've changed their name. It's now the world's first genderless dragon. Oh. And he doesn't understand why his adult son is not speaking with him anymore.
it escapes him.
Richard Hernandez.
It escapes him that when he transitions. Yeah. Oh, here he is as a
transitioning. The into first a dragon? Move was. Yeah. But before he was a dragon, he was into the BDSM world a little bit, and he went into the piercing side of it.
Sure. So he started.
There he's with 79 piercings.
Nothing wrong with that.
Starter kit, and then.
Still not a dragon, though. Still
decided
human man.
To step it up a little bit and.
Looks like he was at the Blue
Oyster. Spent over $100,000 at least. Here he is as the genderless dragon.
All right, let's take a look.
Medusa.
Oh, he's not fooling around. This is all surgery? Yeah,
$80,000 is what he spent on the little nubs, the horns on the head.
This is the type of commitment I'm looking for from my weirdos, though.
Here's the full get-up. Looks like a little karaoke speaker back there jamming out.
Oh, sure, he's got to sing. He's got that split tongue. He's got to let people know. Yeah, that's the kind of commitment I need for my nutbags.
Wow. This in-between is almost reasonable. This is kind of...
Yeah. The piercing guy is kind of village people-y. And,
another one bites the dust era.
Got a little Freddie Mercury going there. Yeah.
Medusa is on a mission to prove that you can be both successful and forge an unconventional path.
And he's running a bank. He's running a bank.
No, he's full-time dragon now.
Oh, he quit the bank job. Yeah. Or the bank said, why don't you just go ahead? That whole dragon fantasy should be 100% of your time now.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I want from my banana people. I want them to go full tilt bozo.
If that dragon was next to Brady, when he was racing home.
Oh, Jesus, it's from hell.
No, I can just picture him going,
let me see what. Just what I thought, a dragon.
Dragon man.
Another dragon.
Just
what I thought.
Non-binary woke worlds got me all spun up.
Wow. You'd be such a conflict for Brady because it's a new animal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pass the dragon. Wow. I'm keeping that smooth. Might break the eggs, those dragon eggs in there.
Gotta get you pulled over.
Glory hole at the zoo. Get out of here. I'd watch that.
Most attended zoo in Japan.
Oh, yeah, no, are you kidding me? Well, watch this. It's like every day at noon, the dick comes out and hopes that the girl... there it is. Let's see if she takes it. And she rolls over there and kind of rubs on it for a second and watch the thing get up. The glory hole was a mystery to them. Come on. How'd she get pregnant? I don't know. The dick hole you made me drill? Make it big enough for the dick of the guy next to him. That's what you said, boss. I didn't think you'd actually do it. Well, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. It was the weirdest request ever in zoo history. Now, you got videos?
No, I have no videos.
I got no videos today.
I don't have any death, but...
Okay.
Oh, that sounds so disappointing.
Yeah, I know. We'll skip it then. What do you have?
We have this one. This guy trying to do one of his bike tricks.
No, that's not going to be. I think I almost. Oh! All right, just fell off his bike. Yeah. That's a concussion. That's not good. All right, yeah, he's definitely going to.
And then this guy.
Headaches for years.
This guy looks like he may know a little tactical black.
Okay. Street fight. One time's a
little bit wild, but he's.
Drop two.
He's got a heavy.
Going for the three pack.
He's knocked two guys out.
The third guy still comes.
Yeah, well.
Well, goes
worst
after.
Phrase you've ever said.
I mean, one shot right there.
Yeah. He knocks down an early Ralphie May and takes out Jay Farrow. Yeah. And then the third guy, the third guy's like, I'll take you on after you've knocked my friends cold.
Chris D'Elia comes after him to sexually assault him.
Well, let's see if you can handle some assault.
Be part of my cult. All you got to do is distract him with a school bus. He'll stop. Hold on, I gotta leave. Oh, I gotta go. Well, there you go. Those were, you know what? A nice little break from the death and dismemberment and fish.
Sure,
we'll
be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's gonna be a short window of time.
So. Was the fish originally from a listener?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't us.
The actual person.
Yeah, that was a tough morning. Take a look at what we did this week in Montana.
Sydney.
We were up here in Montana fishing.
Big fan.
Love the show from all the way down under the Canadian border. Yeah, we were out, my wife and I, on the old high seas, you know.
The Yellowstone River?
Yeah, we were out there by the, well, it's the Great Barrier Reef, and then the, it's like a pier out there in Sydney, Montana. Anyway, we were out there, and I shoved a trout in my wife's.
You were fishing with a couple of bogans.
And a couple of bogans out there, and shoved a fish in my wife's V.
Anyways, the point is, my wife's at home.
It was in international water, though, mate, so. Anyway, what are you going to do? We filmed it. Love you, Brett. Popping on for your mates, please. Anyway, there goes your Brady report. Craig Gass will fill us in on last night's Super Bowl opening night, which on TV, we'll talk about it in a second. He was there last night and taking a look at the festivities. As our correspondent for Super Bowl 57, Craig Gass, joins us next.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.